Podcasting from Sapon Soges Island in Bombay, Evasem. This is the Micronesian Podcast with Patrick Petrus. If this is your first time here, I want to say Kalangan, Kiriso, Kulo, and Kamakar. Now let's hand it to Patrick Petrus.
Hey guys, this is Norman, and thanks for joining us on here on the Micronesian News podcast. Now we're gonna do something different. Us, the children, are gonna interview Patrick Petrus. Okay, first question: where were you born, and where did you grow up?
All right, thanks, Norman, for doing the podcast today. Okay, I was born in Saipan, which is now known as the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, and I grew up there up until I was about 10 years old. Then I moved when my dad got a job with the Chuuk State government, a newly formed Chuuk State government, and we stayed there for 3 years, went to Beria Christian School, yeah, and then finished up my elementary schooling over there, and then moved over to Pompey and finished up my high school, some beautiful high school years, at SD, Seventh-day Adventist, right here in Pompey.
Thank you. What did you do after you graduated?
All right. Right after I graduated, I took the ASVAB. Or actually, I think I was still in high school. Then I took the ASVAB, the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery, which is the test. Everyone calls it the military test. I took it, and then I kind of waited. I went to CUM for about a semester, and then when the results came out, I was like called by the Army recruiters, but I was like, man, I don't want to join the backpacking army. So my cousin was living in Guam, and I asked my parents. I said, hey, well, actually, my dad had a friend who was good friends with the Navy recruiter in Guam, so put me in touch with him. And went over there and enlisted in the United States Navy. And that's it. I left, I was about 1991. And I went to boot camp, Great Lakes, Illinois. And I went to my first school there in Great Lakes. I was a corpsman, hospital corpsman. And reported to my first duty station at Camp Pendleton. And from the Camp Pendleton, I went where did I go after that? I went on board an aircraft carrier. It was called the USS Kitty Hawk, hull number CV-64. Did two deployments there. And, oh, and of course, I'm one of those guys who got married almost right out of high school. And while I was in the military, I was married. I said I was stationed in San Diego on the USS Kitty Hawk. After I got out of there, I went over to the hospital, to Naval Medical Center San Diego. Some people call it Balboa. Did some time at Balboa, and then after that, I went to Field Medical Service School, which is a former Marine Corps school where corpsmen go to get trained so that they can be attached to Marine Corps units, and finished the school, and I got attached to 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing. So anybody know what that's like? It's called swinging with the wing. Thank God I wasn't attached to an infantry unit or a logistics unit. So I was swang with the wang, and I did another two deployments, including a deployment to Iraqi Freedom. So with the Marine Fighter Attack Squadron 323. And after that, I went to Pearl Harbor, and then I just got out, went to school, worked for Bank of Hawaii for a while, went to UH, West Oahu. I even, me and a couple of friends of mine in Hawaii, we started a mortgage company. But then the big financial crash 2008, and we lost it all. So I went back to work for Bank of Hawaii, and then I went to Arizona and stayed there for just a small bit before I came right back to beautiful Pompeii.
Thanks. Let's go back to your military service, and let's talk about the things that you liked, you didn't like, just to make sure the, just in case people wanted to join.
All right, thanks, Norman. You know, I definitely liked the traveling. Traveled a lot, especially on ships. I was in the Navy. I liked the structure. I liked the discipline. I really loved the camaraderie, which means, you know, being with a bunch of people when you have a mission together and you're all working together. I loved that. You know, everybody's doing their job, contributing to get the job done. That was one of the greatest things, I think, that. And just meeting new people, making new friends, and just getting stuff done. What I didn't like was, as a family man, I didn't like the deployments. And I did one of the longest deployments I did was about 8 or 9 months, I believe. I didn't like being away from home. I didn't like sometimes, you know, the long hours. But, you know, it was always... kind of always worked out because I was never alone, and that's the thing. I always, you know, even if I worked late at night or whatever, or if I was far away or if I was doing something dangerous, I always had somebody next to me, and I really miss that. I miss being with people who want to do what they're doing, who enjoy what they're doing, and who have passion for doing it, and will make sure that that stuff gets done no matter what. So, and if you, are you thinking of joining the military, Norman? You thought about it? Well, yeah, you can think about it. It's not a bad deal. Like I said, for me, I got to travel the world. I learned a skill, and I had so many awesome experiences.
Okay, it's my turn, and my name is Alana, and I just wanted to ask, why did you start this podcast, Dad?
What a great question. Hey, thanks, Alana. You know, first off, I really enjoy doing this kind of stuff. Technology, podcasting, I think it's really just interesting, exciting. And, you know, when your brother was in here and he was asking me questions previously, I lived out in the States a long time. And I remember that I was really always kind of like wondering, like, what is going on at home? I mean, other than... you know, the occasional mail or phone call, and this was back in the 90s, you know, I didn't really know what was going on. But now, today, we have social media, we have podcasts, we have YouTube, and you could share what's going on here. And so people who are out in the States can know exactly what's going on. They can stay updated. They can know what's going on in their home. And I like to, you know, just share information. I think that's a value add when people are more informed. They become... you know, they become educated, they become informed, and as a result, they make better decisions. So that's really the reason why. I love doing it, and I think sharing information is an awesome thing, and the internet, social media, and all these things are just great tools, and I love using them.
Hey, this is Maya. I have the last question. What is the future of this podcast that...
All right, thanks. Thanks, Maya, for the last question. Future. Well, I guess the sky's the limit. I think we can do a lot of things. We're just starting off. I think, yeah, we could get interviews. We can do more stories. We can get new equipment. We could do all. There's just, I don't know. There's so many things that we can do with this podcast, the future. But I just hope that we can continue to share information. We can continue to keep people informed. I think that's it. Yeah. All right.
Thanks for joining us today on the Micronesian Podcast with Patrick Pedris. Until the next episode, Kasalelia Mangko.